Vision at Bordeauxville, Vermont.
The Bordeaux brothers, A, C and D, T, reported the happenings of Ellen White's visit there.
James, on account of a severe cold contracted in an uncomfortable visit to the Washington, New Hampshire, church, could not attend. Here is the report. There were 8 meetings held in Bordeauxville. 3 of them were preaching meetings and 5 were social. Sister White labored especially for the church. One interesting feature of the meetings was that though Sabbath afternoon nearly 100 persons came forward to the anxious seats for prayers, yet the evening following, at a meeting held to continue the same work, we came to a halt where neither preachers nor people could cause the work to progress, at which point special testimonies were given to individuals present, and as these were endorsed, light and freedom broke in. Ibid, December 26, 1871. As Ellen was about to leave late Sunday afternoon, 2 young men who had grown careless but who had attended the meetings came to bid her goodbye. The Bordeaux report continues. At this point, Sister White felt the real burden of their cases, and a special yearning after them for their salvation, and gave them rich instructions. She then kneeled down with them, and prayed for them with great earnestness, faith, and tenacity, that they might return unto the Lord. They yielded and prayed, promising to serve the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord drew nearer and nearer. Sister White was free, and soon, unexpectedly to all, she was in vision. She remained in this condition 15 minutes. The news spread, and soon a house, A, C Bordeaux's, was crowded. Sinners trembled, believers wept, and backsliders returned to God. Ibid. There was an unusual and very interesting corollary. The experience in the Bordeaux home was simultaneously being shared by some others in their own homes. The report continues. The work was not confined to those present, as we have since learned. Some who had remained at home were powerfully convicted. They saw themselves as they have never done before. The angel of God was shaking the place. The shortness of time, the terrors and nearness of coming judgments and the time of trouble, the worldly-mindedness of the church, their lack of brotherly love, and their state of unreadiness to meet the Lord were strongly impressed upon the minds of all. A reform is started, hearty confessions are being made, brethren are coming together, Ibid.